topic, an exciting show this morning, because we are hanging with a guy who's no stranger to the spotlight. He is no stranger to controversy in this country. He pokes satire at anybody.
Yep.
Nobody is safe. It is the one and only Zapiro for the first time here on Breakfast. Morning, morning,
good,
morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you. I've never met you before. Timmy, you've met before.
Yes, we've done great things together. We have both worlds in common, which is Tereka Suto. And yeah, man, satire is our home.
Absolutely. And yeah, no, I mean, the satire is, cause it's kind of a broad range of stuff from you know, stand-up to puppets to cartooning to satirical writing. And I mean, we're all trying to do the same kind of thing, which is to show when people are not wearing pants or when they have feet of clay or whatever. Yeah.
Well, thank goodness for that.
Yeah.
Thank goodness for satire.
Wouldn't you say we get into trouble as well quite a bit, you and I?
No, that's for sure.
You more than me.
I get into trouble a lot. I have about, on average, about 2 furores a year.
Sure.
And then they go big.
And they some of them go huge.
Is there one that ever made you feel like this might be the end of my career?
Did you have to bring that up? No, the issue around, I mean, the issue about 18 months ago, whenever it was, the Sean Abrams, well, another state organ, another organ grinder's monkey, with Jacob Zuma, huge human figure in the cartoon, but Sean Abrams, and it's very much a tight metaphor, a good use of language, a good cartoon, a cartoon I should be able to defend, a cartoon that very senior people have written to me and said I shouldn't even have had to apologize about the timing. I apologized actually about the timing because it was the same year as Penny Sparrow.
Oh.
And the nuance of that cartoon, which perhaps a decade ago would have been something that people would have completely seen and understood, was absolutely lost. And the moment the word monkey came up, like as part of the metaphor in the cartoon, people went ballistic.
Yeah, but it's not your fault. I mean, this monkey thing, after Penny Sparrow, even on WhatsApp, I couldn't use the monkey emoji.
It became
a very sensitive timing.
The people went...
One that I love is the SA protected species, rhino, pangolin, the pangolin, the elephant, and then cloudy. It's so simple sometimes, you know.
That conference was happening at the time, and I was traveling. I always remember the cartoons when I'm traveling. I'm like, it's a very hectic thing. I'm drawing in airports. I was at the airport, and I had a vague drawing of that, and I put that up against the, they had those huge windows there, and then. And my wife gets very self-conscious because then people gather and watch me. And that's not the intention. It's like a good source of light. I carry masking tape and things, and I put that on there. I sometimes have to continue in the airplane using the airplane, using the little porthole. And I have to move the thing around because it's too small. But yeah, it's crazy. I was drawing while I was traveling, and it turned out nicely.
That answers that question as well. Like, when do these ideas pop into your head? Anytime.
Unfortunately, I wish I could say that they're going to be, you know, come at a rigorously scheduled time, but it doesn't happen like that.
Jonathan, well done with this new book of yours. Really, really, really cool. Right?
I love this book. This is Christmas edition vibes.
Thank you.
This must be on every table at Christmas. This is Hala Hasta la Gupta, baby.
The Zoomanator. At the section will subpoena it's all there.
And you see that Zuma's just a waiter behind the door. As the door opens, the door just smacks him. He's not even the sort of central character.
The Zoomanator looks familiar.
The Zoomanator is Pravin Gordhan.
It looks very familiar.
Do you know what was fascinating is I had my launch in Cape Town, and I said to Pravin, like, basically, that I don't have a second choice for speaker. You know, you are the Zoominator. You're on the cover, kind of no pressure. And it was a bit of a cheek of me. I've never met him before.
Yeah.
Anyway, we then waiting for for a reply. And I said to my assistant, we've got to contact Pravin. We don't know yet whether he's coming. And then we both say, oh, wait, not today. It's budget day. Sitting there at my drawing board drawing, I look across. In the middle of the budget, there's a message from Pravin Gordhan. Thank you, Jonathan. I'd be honored to speak at your launch.
Wow.
Which says a hell of a lot about...
multitasking.
Multitasking. My take on it is like, how much interest was he showing in his idiot successor's budget? He's telling some satirist that he's like, you know, I'd be honored to... Yeah, I thought that was a fairly interesting. Yeah.
Tell me now, who takes themselves too seriously? Which person gave you the most nonsense?
You know, he used to take himself unbelievably seriously and still does, even though he's kind of retiring now. Buthelezi.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, you know, you see, you guys, you're young. Now, Buthelezi was the most litigious politician that we had.
Oh, wow.
And in the old days, P.W. Botha was my main target, even before I was doing sort of daily cartoons. Mm-hmm. PW was number one. Buthelezi was pretty much close to number two because of the collaboration between apartheid and Inkatha, which he would, you know, he now these days he's like an elder statesman, walks around with a red feather in his hair and hello. But, that's he's got a lot of blood on his hands. And the red feather maybe signifies the blood. But he would sue you for anything you said.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And yeah.
But what, I mean, have you met Jacob Zuma?
I've spoken to him across a floor of journalists.
For safety?
No. Just because I kind of accosted him at a Cape Town Press Club thing after he sued me the first time.
Did Zuma sue you as well?
Zuma sued me twice. Huge lawsuits. Yeah, 15 million rand. That's sort of
Have you won all of them?
The first one is 2006 for three different cartoons. 15 million rand. A quarter of the major 63 million rand lawsuit that he had against eight different people and entities.
I told you he had a plan for Ping Pong Kandla. Told you.
He didn't need the gutas.
And then he sued me again in 2008 for 7 million for the Rape of Justice cartoon. And the two lawsuits overlapped. And the Rape of Justice one became a very big one, much more important. And like just before Mangohung, his lawyers basically said to him, look, this is not going to be good. You better just drop it.
Did he back out?
He wanted to carry on. His lawyers told him to stop.
Sure.
And then after that, he dropped the other one.
You sound like an insurance nightmare.
Jeez, like that.
Probably.
Zapiro joining us on the show this morning. More from Zapiro coming up. Talking about iconic images, the shower head is probably goes down in history.
No, do you know when he killed me? Just when you think this guy can't get any... Like, you're like, this guy can't be that on Boskov. Then what does he bring? The golden shower head. You killed me with Trump. And I'm like, you didn't. No, you did not.
Did you see the quote on the back of the book, The Shout? Our old man.
I bet myself you'd do it. Also, Trevor Noah, I bet his people that you would actually do it.
Yeah, the golden shower is about, you know, being urinated on for sexual gratification. But it's much worse in Trump's case from what the Russian intelligence was saying. He hired Russian sex workers to pee on the bed the Obamas slept in. How horrible is that?
No.
I mean, that's real Trump. That's racist and all that.
It's just Trump.
It's just
you
Trump.
Know, I must say, Trump is so
he's
weird.
Ugly.
It's hard to even give him a label. I just think he's a poinky pot of madness.
He's a creature from another planet.
Nah. Yeah, he lives in his, like in his head, I think there's music playing.
Yeah.
He's like, la, 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 la.
So when that happened, then, you know, the Russian intelligence had this stuff. The U.S. intelligence took it seriously enough to actually think the Russians could blackmail him on that.
Kidding me.
And then it went on to CNN, and which Trump immediately said fake news. Go back and Google
craziness.
Trump golden
fake
shower.
News.
And then Trevor did this great piece on the show, on The Daily Show. So I then got this email, and then I said, hey, Trevor, is this you? And yes, it is. And I sent him the drawings. I said, listen, you know, You did this stuff. You gave me a golden opportunity, so to speak.
Pun intended.
And yeah, and do anything you like with the drawings if you want to use it. And he sent me back the message that said, "I bet my staff you'd do it." So you won me money and a gift.
Oh wow!
And I said, "Wow, that is amazing." That he's actually told those guys there. There's this guy back home who puts
who's
a shower
gonna do
on
this
Zuma.
Stuff.
He'll do one on Trump now.
Yeah.
Watch him.
Yeah.
And I thought it was fantastic. So I asked Trevor if I could put that on the book.
It's so cool to meet you. And you just have stories. Come back, please. Because we haven't scratched the surface here. Mm. I mean, you know, you've got stories for days. And we'd love to hear more. But you have, I know.
Sorry, you missed the Black Friday. Everything must go. Parastatals, principals, prosecutors, state organs. Cabinet ministers, everything was
and you see Zuma himself is sold and so is the union buildings. And that was drawn exactly a year ago. I mean, it could have been drawn this past Friday for Black Friday.
This book is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, the Gigaba Vaseline I saw just now as well.
That's too rude to describe on air.
Just too rude. That's brilliant. So get yourself a copy of Zapiro's Hasta La Gupta, baby. Get yourself a figurine. These make a fantastic fantastic Christmas gifts. Keep it coming.
Thank you. You
get us laughing, thinking, as you say, shining that big light on the elephant in the room. It's important. It doesn't matter who sues you for how many millions.
Oh, here's a quick disclaimer. You cannot use these dolls as voodoo dolls. I know you're tempted to buy one and stick needles in it. It's not
going to work. Zapiro, thanks for joining us.
Great. Thanks for having me with you.
Check out our pic with Zapiro on our social media, on our Twitter, on our Facebook. And if you want to go and listen to the chat again, we'll load up the audio for you. Audio on demand on jackaranafm.com. Thank you, Jonathan.